As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead. But you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus answered him, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. A light Palestinian plow in Jesus' day was guided by one hand, while the other hand drove the unruly oxen. A commentator has said that this primitive kind of plow needed dexterity and concentrated attention. If the plowman became distracted, the new furrow could become crooked. So now imagine that while the plowman is concentrating on his plowing, from across the field his wife calls him. Oops, there goes the furrow. I think that we are often like that farmer, interested in doing God's work, but distracted by other things, many of them good. Sometimes it's not clear which of the good things we must give our attention to or choose from. Other times, the choice we make seems good at the moment, but not so good in hindsight. Luckily, we have been given a very rich wisdom tradition that can show us the way, if we're willing to practice it. One aspect is called discernment. Often done with the guidance of a spiritual director, discernment is the practice of listening to one's thoughts or becoming mindful and sorting the ones that are from God, or from our self, our false ego, or from the devil. A book reminds me of this, Mary Margaret Funk's Thoughts Matter. She says that all the major religious traditions teach about the mind, that a serious seeker must undergo training to redirect the mind in order to follow a spiritual path. This requires some slowing down and silence, a sort of escape from the normal hustle and bustle of life, and trying to engage the present moment. As we do this, what we think of all day, all those automatic thoughts, rush in, and we can examine them. This slowing down and silence that is necessary can be compared to going into the desert, which Jesus often did, and others after him, especially the hermits of the 4th and 5th centuries. Saint Jerome, whose feast day is today, often did this, and he tells us how difficult it was to train his mind. He wrote this, quote, "In this exile and prison to which, through fear of hell, I had voluntarily condemned myself, with no other company but scorpions or wild beasts, I many times imagined myself watching the dancing of Roman maidens, as if I had been in the midst of them. In my cold body and parched flesh, what seemed dead before its death, passion was still able to live." Hermits often were able to see their thoughts more clearly in the desert. Unfortunately, our culture promotes escape of another kind through mindless pursuits, like you might find on TV or the internet. At the end of the day, we don't gain discernment and the peace of mind that can result from discernment. When we choose the answer or thought that comes from God versus our ego or from an evil source, it can be very satisfying. An answer may come as a small, still voice, like a whisper, that points the way. But even then, we must pursue it even further by looking for confirmation. Christ asks us to pursue him into the desert, to practice this kind of mindfulness, and not only to be mindful, but single-minded in that pursuit, like the man with his hand to the plow who doesn't look back. If we do, behind us will not only be a straight furrow, or as straight as can humanly be, but also the peace of mind to carry us forward.